Greenfield versus Brownfield PLM implementations. What is specific to startups when it comes to implementing PLM, and how greenfield implementations can be a completely different game compared to brownfield implementations? What are typical opportunities and challenges with either greenfield or brownfield PLM implementations? How to define the relevant PLM roadmaps in other cases? What are the similarities and differences? Startups are typically greenfield organizations when it comes to adopting and implementing PLM platforms, whereas long-standing industrial players can be seen as PLM brownfield organizations with established cultural inertia, legacy processes, complex data and system landscapes. Implementing PLM in one or the other field can require radically different approaches and brings unique sets of opportunities and challenges as businesses evolve through their respective life cycle. Full-size PLM implementations are not sprints, they are marathons in the form of multi-year programs that require vision, leadership, a robust roadmap, and delivery stamina. Understanding the business context in which they are deployed is equally important as understanding the technology aspects and technical transition scenario. Greenfield PLM implementations are likely to be more agile and swift than brownfield implementations where there is more inertia and resistance to change. Startups can also face a number of unique challenges when implementing PLM as their business and digital roadmaps and cash flow are concurrently maturing. Startups can leverage greenfield PLM implementations to stand out from the crowd. Not all startups are greenfield from the perspective of their business value proposition or target market, however, they are greenfields in terms of their PLM decisions and implementation, similar to a blank canvas for digital and technology solutions to be adopted. As such, many automotive F startups have emerged in the past decades, disrupting their industry and how PLM solutions are deployed. Based on the industry and profile of the startup, technology vendors are likely to be willing to provide low-cost, or even free-of-charge, access to their entire platform for the first operating year, or below a number of users. Basically, this can be a way to softly lock in new customers with commercially attractive propositions and get them to adopt straight away the full platform capabilities, perhaps in exchange of marketing PR. It is important to align these offers to the longer-term perspective, bearing in mind that 12 months can actually be perceived as long-term for a startup, burning cash to set up its operations and develop its first product with yet no sale revenues. Greenfield PLM roadmaps can bring a number of opportunities and challenges. PLM and wider digital strategies must closely align to business maturity, development vision, and growth plans. Startups have double the challenge of building a new business, new product concepts, new operations, new manufacturing facilities, in parallel to developing and implementing new digital strategies. They make rapid decisions to get started, decisions which they might have to adjust or undo later as they transition to the next stage of their business life cycle, and that can be done safely as soon as they understand most implications upfront. It is not unusual to see startups change their PLM digital strategies halfway through their implementations or after a few years of operations as they scale up their business or align to new strategies. This applies to PLM implementations as these contribute to joining the digital dots of their maturing operations, allowing for new business capabilities to be deployed as the company matures, for example. Tesla, founded in 2003, migrated from Smart Team to 3D Experience, Innovia V6 and Katya V5 in a matter of months in 2011. This also provided a platform to introduce virtual build simulation with Delmia V5 and later to upgrade to V6. NIO, previously NextEV, founded in 2014, implemented 3D Experience in 2017 over 12 months, shortly after having previously deployed Teamcenter. Not only these examples illustrate startups' ability to implement swift change, they also suggest that these decisions can be subjected to financial and political constraints in selecting one technology vendor over another, one PLM platform over another. Many executives and influencers joining startups had careers working for established players or consultancies, directly or indirectly. They are likely to carry over personal platform experiences, lessons learned from brownfield PLM implementation challenges, and vendors' relationships. Making PLM decisions out of context or trying to replicate these in another organization can hinder the startup's ability to create its own maturity development path. PLM for small and medium enterprises, SMEs, is not to be confused with greenfield PLM for startups. The latter are focused on top-line revenue growth, launching their first flagship product, and scaling up their business as they mature. Startups drive towards full-size PLM implementation roadmaps to support their growth plan as they venture from product development to supply chain integration and manufacturing assembly execution. They are characterized by their ability to change and make things happen, which aligns to the essence of greenfield PLM implementations. On the other hand, are established players stuck with brownfield PLM implementations? Mature organizations are likely to be risk-averse and operate in a more consultative approach to implement change, which can hinder their ability to experiment with PLM alternative scenarios. They face difficult decisions in defining credible PLM roadmaps and investment business cases to ensure that deployment steps are technically understood and validated early enough in the project. Brownfield PLM roadmaps bring a number of opportunities and challenges which can be at the very opposite of greenfields. Mature businesses move slowly as they carry more weight with everything they do and how they do things. Nevertheless, they can also arm themselves with agile deployment frameworks to create internal change incubators and create new paths toward experimentation. From greenfield to brownfield, how to remain on track towards effective operations and PLM capability integration? Maturing towards an established and performing business is by nature the goal of any startup. Transitioning from greenfield to brownfield PLM is not an inevitable evil. Is the transition to brownfield therefore inevitable as operations mature? Is there a path of least disruption to accommodate for complexity management? Per APQC's definition, capability is the how, process is the what. Capabilities are how work gets done and processes are what work gets done. As shown in the following figure, there are two typical paths or trends which support both business process maturity and business capability maturity development. 1. Focus on process maturity can provide a playground for experimentation with business-led change introduction, aiming at process clarity and completeness towards effective operations, do the right things, even if the right things might evolve, as startups mature. Ready-made industry process best practices can be rapidly experimented from this approach, pending that the business is able to make swift decision and has clear process and data owners. 2. Focus on business capability maturity can help rapid technical deployment towards the vision, at the expense of possible premature complexity and technical-led integration, do the things right for the long term, which can obviously compromise the short term. Another dimension to this is the PLM technology or platform is maturity itself, something that mostly concerns brownfield PLM implementation and perhaps path two above, as they need to ensure that the business vision is supported by the technology vision. Startups need to adjust their velocity to set the pace of change that they need, can, want to accommodate in order to support their primary objective, deliver their new product or service on quality, on cost, on time per their business plan. PLM implementation scale and size matters as user stories are likely to be implemented in steps. Nowadays, everyone considers implementing the minimum viable product, MVP, to reduce risk and deploy iteratively. This is a common trait between greenfield and brownfield PLM implementations, which, however, follows different approaches. Greenfield PLM implementations will mature alongside startups' holistic business maturity. Therefore, they should aim to stay one or two steps ahead of the business life cycle to leverage agility. Getting the foundation right is an important factor. Implementations often start with great agility. Readiness timing is of the essence as startups have no legacy solution to mitigate PLM implementation challenges and potential delays. These are critical business factors to consider when building and implementing the PLM roadmap.